Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Former Trump administration aide Cassidy Hutchinson has described then-President Trump as angry and defiant during the run-up to the January 6th attack. Hutchinson gave public testimony Tuesday to the January 6th committee. Here's NPR's Scott Detrow.
Hutchinson was a close senior aide to the White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows. And among many other things, she testified that former President Trump knew the protesters were armed when the president called on them to march to the Capitol. She said that Trump was so insistent on going to the Capitol himself on January 6th that he grabbed the wheel of the presidential limousine and a Secret Service agent told him to let go and that they were taking him back to the White House.
The death toll from the Amtrak train collision with a dump truck in rural Missouri this week is now 4. And authorities say about 150 people were injured, some seriously. NPR's David Chaper reports that National Transportation Safety Board crash investigators are at the scene.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says the Amtrak train collided with a dump truck at what's called a passive railroad crossing.
There was a stop sign and crossbucks. There were no arms. There were no warning lights. There were no bells.
Homendy says there are 130,000 such passive grade crossings nationwide, and the NTSB has been recommending for years that they be made safer or eliminated.
Anytime our recommendations aren't heeded, of course I'm upset because we see tragedy after tragedy after tragedy and numerous fatalities and injuries.
Railroad crossing collisions killed 236 people last year. David Shaper, NPR News.
The death toll has also climbed after dozens of migrants were found trapped Monday evening inside a sweltering tractor trailer in San Antonio. Officials now say at least 51 people are dead and that 34 of the victims have been potentially identified. Democratic Governor of Wisconsin says his administration is suing to block a 173-year-old ban on abortions in the state. Madeline Fox of Wisconsin Public Radio reports that clinics in the state are among those that stopped providing abortions after Roe v. Wade was overturned.
The 19th century ban only allows abortions when the patient's life is in danger. It does not provide exceptions for rape or incest. Governor Tony Evers called a special session of the state legislature last week to overturn the ban. Lawmakers took no action. Evers says a majority of Wisconsinites favor safe and legal access to abortion.
As I said last week, I'd fight this every way we can with every power that we have. And that's what we're going to do. And if Republicans won't do their part, what's right, and help the people of the state, then we will.
Several Wisconsin lawmakers and the state's Right to Life group immediately condemned the lawsuit.
And you're listening to NPR News. R&B star R. Kelly is set to be sentenced in New York City courtroom on Wednesday. In a federal trial last year, he was found guilty of racketeering and sex trafficking. The singer has faced decades of allegations of sexually abusing women and girls. NPR's Andrew Limbong reports he could face up to life in prison.
In that federal trial last year, a jury found that R. Kelly was at the head of a criminal enterprise that used his fame to lure victims who would be sexually exploited by Kelly. Victims testified to being sexually and emotionally assaulted as Kelly controlled where they went, who they talked to, and what they could wear. Federal prosecutors are looking for more than 25 years in prison. Kelly is facing a separate federal trial set to start in August, this time in Illinois. There, he's being charged with sexually abusing minors, creating and receiving child pornography, and obstruction of justice. That obstruction of justice charge is tied to his 2008 child pornography trial, where he was acquitted of all charges. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
Advisors to the Food and Drug Administration are recommending that a new generation of COVID-19 boosters be deployed this fall. The idea is to match more recent variants of the coronavirus, specifically the Omicron variant, before another possible surge in infections. Federal health officials also stepping up the fight against the spread of monkeypox. They announced plans Tuesday to expand the availability of a vaccine in the coming months. More than 300 monkeypox cases have been identified in the U.S. More than 4,700 have been found in more than 40 other countries outside the parts of Africa where the virus is endemic. This is NPR News.